This extract from Orwell is on shooting the elephant, and it is based upon Orwell's experience in Burma, where he was posted as a British guard as part of the British Army. In this particular extract, Orwell is contemplating whether or not to shoot the elephant. In this oral, I shall be talking about the anxiety that Orwell expresses, as well as the evil nature of imperialism and the conflict it brings between his morals and maintaining his respect, as well as the anti-establishment views that Orwell has. First, I shall be talking about the anxiety that Orwell experiences. Orwell uses a hyperbole when he says 2,000 people, and this shows the extent of the pressure that he's experiencing. He also uses caesuras in such as a dash between having done nothing, no, that was impossible, and this short caesura, sh this dash shows that there is a pause in his thinking, and is in his thinking, and he's reflecting on the consequences that would result from not shooting the elephant. The fact that he suddenly says no highlights the extreme pressure he is under from the natives to shoot the elephant. He also uses the use of diction that is impossible. He uses the word impossible, is a very strong word, and this highlights that he has no option other than shoot the elephant, showing that the pressure from the natives is overwhelming for him. He uses connectives such as but, which show uncertainty, as he is constantly changing his opinion from shooting the elephant and not shooting the elephant. Orwell has uses high modality words such as I ought to in the initial stages when he says that he should not shoot the elephant, but as the extract progresses, we find Orwell using more low modality words such as could, would, should, and these highlight his level of increased level of uncertainty whether or not he should shoot the elephant. Orwell also shows his stress through the opinions of the natives. He says that they all said the same thing. He took no notice of you if you left him alone, but he might charge if you went too close to him. And this uncertainty that neither one is completely not going to happen or not going to happen shows that there's a very high level of uncertainty, and he's under pressure to decide whether or not to shoot the elephant. Orwell uses very vivid imagery, such as he uses an analogy when he says, "I should have about as much chance as a toad under a steamroller." This vivid imagery helps us imagine a horrifying death that Orwell might experience, showing the pressure he is under, the anxiety he is because of the consequences that could result if he makes a mistake. He also uses very dynamic verbs such as me pers the 2,000 Burmans would see me pursued, caught, trampled on, and reduced to a grinning corpse. The chronological order of the verbs highlights the fact that it helps us imagine the situation and helps us see that Orwell is seeing himself being pursued, caught, and trampled on, which is quite a horrifying scene. And so he's quite anxious, he's quite nervous because he's worried about what if things went wrong. Now that I've talked about the anxiety that Orwell experiences, I shall talk about the evil nature of imperialism and the conflict it brings between his morals and him maintaining respect in society. Orwell talks a lot about maintaining appearances. As he says, a sahib has got to act like a sahib. He has got to appear resolute. He uses the word act and appear, and this show these are images of acting. This gives us an idea that he has to maintain his image, and it's a requirement for him more than anything else. He also describes the elfin as beating his bunch of grass. The alliteration in beating his bunch brings the elfin to life and exudes his innocence. Moreover, the fact that he says it had a preoccupied grandmotherly air makes us see that it is innocent, and we feel like we wouldn't shoot our own grandmother, and this is what Orwell tries to portray through this. The fact that he then goes on to shoot the elephant shows that the power and corruptness of the imperialism and how it has corrupted Orwell's mind in order to do their biting and satisfy the natives, despite being so morally sure that he should not shoot the elephant. This is reinforced by the fact that he says it would be murder to shoot him. Murder we usually associate with humans, and through this, Orwell suggests that the elephant is like a human being, and it is equivalent to us, and so it would be extremely wrong. And the fact that imperialism is so evil that it can convince people to go against their morals and shoot the elephant shows that maintaining their respect in society is much more important. Later on in the extract, after Orwell uses the analogy in "I should have about as much chance as a toad under a steamroller," he says, "But even then, I was not thinking particularly of my own skin." The fact that imperialism can make you so concerned about your respect in society, the fact that you don't even consider the safety of your own life, highlights the evil nature of imperialism, and it cares about maintaining its appearance as a strong and powerful regime in Burma. Later on, he says, Orwell says that if he was pursued, caught, trampled on, and reduced to a grinning corpse, he would look like the Indian up on the hill. This shows that Orwell does not want to be compared to the weak Burmese people, he's only concerned about maintaining his respect, and by looking like an Indian, he would basically show that he's given up, and that he is morally correct, but that does not show that he's maintaining his respect. Now that I've talked about how Orwell shows the evil nature of imperialism and the conflict it brings between morals and maintaining respect, I shall talk about the anti-establishment views that Orwell has. Orwell uses colloquial language such as squeamish, and this informality highlights his support for the natives, as he supports the common man and the natives against imperialism, against the establishment of the British Empire. The fact that he uses an parenthesis, which is where he says, "Somehow it always seems worse to kill a large animal," highlights the fact that it signifies oral commentary rather than written commentary. And this is important because it makes it more personal for us, as we can imagine what Orwell, it helps us imagine what Orwell is going through, as he's directly, in a way, directly addressing us. He also uses paratactic sentence structure when he says, "I turned to some experienced-looking Burmans who had been there when we arrived and asked them how the elephant had been behaving." This is very common in oral commentary, more common than in written commentary, and this again signifies how he's showing his support for the Burmans. He also uses interjectory language, says, "I ought to walk up within, say, 25 yards." And this is very informal and shows that he may be just he's casually talking to his reader, trying to include them and bring them into the situation more. Now, in conclusion, Orwell shows his anxiety in the situation that he is in, as he is uncertain between whether or not to shoot the elephant. There's a lot of pressure on him from the imperialists as well as the natives to shoot the elephant, but it is highly conflicted with his morals, and this highlights the evil nature of imperialism. He shows his strong anti-establishment views, which he builds upon from previously in the essay, where he says that he does not support the British Empire. And these ideas continue to flow through the essay, showing his strong view against imperialism.
Okay, Parag, you finished?
Yep.
Thank you. Earlier on in your commentary, you mentioned... Let me see... Yes, you were discussing vivid imagery, and you mentioned the as a toad under a steamroller. But there was some suggestion, perhaps, that there is considerable use of imagery in this extract. How much imagery is there, in fact?
Orwell focuses a lot on imagery rather than evidence, which helps us better understand him, his situation, and what he's experiencing. And this bends our views to support and sympathize with him as he's under such enormous pressure. And we also support the fact that imperialism is so evil that it is manipulating and corrupting his mind.
Okay. You discussed something about you discussed the colloquial language, the apparently colloquial language in the extract. Can you just clarify for me, please, what the purpose is of this colloquial language in your view, and how it establishes perhaps a relationship between the text and the reader on the one hand, and also the text and Orwell's wider political affiliations?
The colloquial language, such as squeamish, that he uses, helps the reader better understand the situation, as he's in a way directly addressing us, and it is easier for the common man to understand, the common reader. In the wider political context, he's basically showing his support for the natives, because he does not. He feels that the imperialism is evil, as it does not help either side, and this expresses his anti-establishment views.
Okay, in what other ways do you think we apparently are taking inside the narrator's head? That is, in what ways are we given a sense of the narrator's mental processing?
His mental processing can be seen through the use of highly... he uses subjective pronouns such as I and thought. He uses subjective pronouns such as I, which... are used to show his own opinion and express his personal thought. And the use of that throughout the extract makes us see his opinions rather than the general overview of what's going on.
Okay, what about verb usage? Can you identify any significant verbs?
He uses verbs such as pursued, caught, trampled, thinking.
Okay.
And the use of the word thinking shows that he is expressing his thought.
Okay, we're up time. Thank you.